Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, I don't deny, Mike, that game was horrible. I thought the Celtics game was horrible as well, but I just think that the Nets are actually better than advertised. They can shoot, and their, you know, transition game is good. They're young. They're fast. I like the way they get up and down and put it in the hole. They can play with anybody. They're not like a pushover on a nightly basis any more than the Knicks were. Both teams were solid all year long. After they got rid of the super team, let's just save time here instead of naming them all. After they got rid of all of the superstars, they still played good basketball without them. I mean, right? They brought in Bridges and Johnson, and they won games. They held their own, and they got into the playoffs. They didn't have to play a play-in game. This is a good team. I don't understand, frankly, why they got smoked the way they did. Because you got a guy has 30 points and everybody else has to do more, obviously. But I don't understand really the disparity between the teams. I know that Embiid's a problem. I know that Harden is, you know, Harden. And I know that Maxey is super talented. The rest of them, you can have them. I don't, you know, I'm not, there's nothing I'm afraid of on that team other than those three. So why can't you man the F up and play them?
I think that if there's one thing that maybe the Nets can try to mix up tonight that they didn't do on Saturday, it seemed like Saturday their focus was squarely on Embiid down low. Like they wanted to have all, they stacked down low. They let the Sixers shoot from outside. I mean, wide open shots, and they hit all of them, right? Maybe they're not going to hit them all tonight if they're going to play the same game plan. I mean, is Harden going to make 7 threes again tonight? Probably not. You know, Harden was dealing from downtown because they let him shoot wide open threes the entire game. Maybe a little bit more focus on the perimeter. I know that then you give up more to Embiid, but you got to pick your poison, and they picked wrong on Saturday. So they're going to have to try to pick right.
Look,
tonight with defending them.
I was on with Joe Ranieri, right, on In-Game Live All Access on Saturday when the game was going on, and he said it best. He's like, they're about to go on like a 12-0 run and finish them, and they went on a 10-0 run early in the third, and then I literally thought that the Nets quit. Once they got up 15, whatever it was a good game until that run. And that run, they were like, all right, we're done for the day. And I thought that was pathetic. Like, you have to answer that run with another run of your own. And I think they have the guns to do it. Now, listen. They have kept this guy around, Joey Buckets, for some strange reason. They traded every guy on the team, but they love that white boy, don't they? They have never even considered moving this guy. And I've always told you, I thought, like, he's a waste of time. But if you're going to keep him, which is what they've done, and if he's such a Joey Buckets, if he's such a great three-point shooter, remember, he led the league in three-point percentage. Well, if you're so good at jacking threes, then why in the Sam Hell F aren't you shooting them? I mean, this guy, if they're going to put him in the game, then start firing threes, okay, white boy? Because that's your job. Your job is not to pathetically play defense, which he doesn't do at all. He does nothing else well. He is slow, white, and he's like a sore thumb out there. I'm like, what is this guy doing on the floor? Well, he's got one job. You got one effing job to do, and that's to shoot threes, and you can't even get open and fire a three? Wake the F up. If you're going to put him out there, set screens for him, and get him the pill, for Christ's sakes. We're going to walk home from this game. Nobody's getting on the plane.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Sirius XM 159 Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. All right. We'll give you the numbers for game two in a little bit tonight in Philadelphia. The Kings beat the Warriors 126-123 on Saturday night. Hell of a game. 38 for De'Aaron Fox, 32 for Malik Monk, Scotty. That was where the Kings got all of their juice in this one. But the Warriors do not get it done. They will try to even the series tonight in Sacramento. Steve Kerr says he likes where the Warriors are at right now despite losing game one.
We'll look at the tape and see if there's something we want to do differently. But, you know, all in all, to come out here, 10-point lead
not give up 126 points.
Second half, did plenty of good things, had a chance to win at the end. I think we're in a pretty good place, but, you know, we just couldn't complete the game tonight. But seven-game series, so we'll bounce back.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm used to the Kings scoring a buck 30 a night, right? So that's not some kind of surprising, you know, ending for me at all. I thought the game would be where it was. I thought his runner with one hand was going to go in and we were going to go to overtime. I thought that Curry and Thompson and Poole did whatever they wanted in that game. I mean, they did whatever they wanted. I did not think that the Kings played good defense at all in that game. I think the Kings are lucky that they won the game. And I'll save my other thoughts for when he throws up tonight's game and who I like. Because not only am I going to throw that at you, I'm going to throw some more at you for the rest of the series when I do it.
We will come back. I will give you that. And we got to talk about the Knick win quickly over the Caps.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, I got to tell you, I was absolutely stressing out watching the Knick game because, as you know, I like the Knicks, and I could barely take it. I mean, I was chewing my fingernails. I was pacing. I was swearing. I never sat down once. And I had that, 5.5 piece. I mean, I couldn't believe. I felt all along they could cover the number. Winning was another story. I love that they won that game. I thought it was great. And let me just say this real quick. I thought Hartenstein's minutes, what he gave them, the 8-5 he gave them were huge. And obviously Josh Hart with a 17-10. Getting 10 rebounds. The guard gets 10 rebounds in the game. My man is just a flat-out dog, and he just works his ass off. And they absolutely, it's imperative they re-sign him. I mean, they cannot let this guy leave New York. He's perfect for the Knicks. What a huge win. Brunson's a freak. And I thought Randall played great coming off the ankle. His 19 were violent and effective.
And you say violent. I thought the Knicks as a whole, I thought they pushed the Cavs around. I mean, it looked like the Cavs were out there. I know they got those two big guys down low, and Allen and Mobley, like, Knicks were just like basically like just heaving them out of the way for every single board. Like those guys were not ready for the physicality that the Knicks brought out there. Knicks led most of the game. Of course, the Cavs made a push in the fourth quarter, got ahead, but then Josh Hart, Scotty, putting the Knicks ahead for good on MSG.
Back to Josh Hart. Shot clock at 4. Now at 3. Hart, three-pointer. Shot clock expired.
I mean, to tell you, I was losing my mind. You know, I think they're really a tough team. They really are. And, you know, we said before this series, and I still think Cleveland can do things in this series because I think Mitchell's a real problem. I cannot even fathom how this guy just gets off on everything he does. I mean, every spot on the floor he hits from. I mean, it doesn't matter where he goes. Elbows, threes, driving. He gets steals and layups, dunks. He is something else. And the Knicks literally cannot stop him. So I know they can win games in this series. I will keel over if the Knicks win this thing in four or five because I don't see that at all. I see six, seven games written all over this puppy.
Yeah, this one is going to have some distance to it. That's for sure. They will play game two tomorrow night in Cleveland at the Q. All right, here we go. Odds to win the East. I just want to see how show you how one game can change so much on the odds board. We're only one game in. Celtics go from 160 to 125. Bucks drop, of course. A lot of that's the Giannis injury, and they lost the first game to 150. Sixers to 450. Knicks go from 33 to 1 to 18 to 1. Cavs drop from 16 to 25. The Heat move up. So there you go. Your odds to win the East. The Celtics now the favorites again, Scotty.
You know, I don't know. I think it's an overreaction to, you know, the fact that the Bucks lost and Giannis hurt his back and now all of a sudden they're finished. Writing them off is a surefire kiss of death. You write them off, you're going to learn the hard way. So they're not done. What I want to see happen is, frankly, the Knicks win and get past Cleveland and then see if they're legitimate for real. Like this, you know, first round is very difficult. There's no doubt they could have their problems against Mitchell. And notice how I said Mitchell, not the Cavs. They have their problems against one guy. And I'll tell you another thing. The reason why, and I think Mobley's really good, and I love Allen. I love his game. But they're both toothpicks. And I've always told you, if you don't have any, you know, lumber, and if you don't have any meat on them bones, this is the NBA. Like, they remember the toothpick in Oak City that blew out and missed the whole season? He's still too skinny. He's still too much of a toothpick for me. You cannot dominate the boards in the NBA. It's grown man time. And Hartenstein, Randall, and Mitchell Robinson are vicious hitters. They bang and they get their way. Did you see Randall when he got that loose ball in the paint and they almost started a fight because he got his arms tangled up? He wasn't having any of it. Like, he's just like, you're not doing that to me, brah. And then, like, it was on. And I think Hartenstein's, he's a monster. He's like right out of the Adams family. I mean, my man is huge. I don't care what anybody says. And he'll foul you, and you'll remember it. So I love their physicality. Mobley and Allen, to me, are too skinny.
On the west side of things after the first game, Suns are still the favorite. They went down a little bit. They're from 190 to 220. But still the favorites in the West. Nuggets, no movement. Warriors go from 350 to 4. Lakers go from 6 to 550. Kings get chopped in half from 20 to 1 to 10 to 1. Grizzlies go from 7 to 12. Clippers also almost chopped in half, 20 to 12 to 1. And who cares about the Wolves? They suck.
I don't know what to believe about the Denver Nuggets after seeing the T-Wolves KY Jelly Night in Denver last night. I'm not going to crown the Nuggets with the top seed that they're world beaters. In reality, I think the most dangerous teams still standing are the Lakers and the Warriors. And that's just all there is to it. I mean, you look at that Laker team, the way they're playing right now, they are playing top shelf basketball, championship level basketball. I hate to admit it, but it's true. And I think the Warriors are so dangerous. I mean, to tell you, like, it's all coming out tonight. I can guarantee you that.
Well, let's get to tonight. I'm going to go with the early game first in Philadelphia, where the Nets will try to even things up with the Sixers. A fat piece here. 10.5 now. The Sixers are laying 212.5 is the total.
Yeah, I'm going for it tonight with the Nets. I'm taking the 10 and a hook, and I think it's going to be a better game. I pray to God that it is, because I don't want to watch a crappy game before I have to go to an AAU game. I got to go to – that could end up being a crappy game too. So if I go from one crappy game to the next, I'm going to be in a foul mood when I go to bed, which means I won't sleep well.
So I might take a shot with you too. We'll see how it goes between now and tip-off.
I think Philly thinks the Nets are a joke. I think Philly thinks it's too easy.
That's what I'm hoping happens tonight, and maybe we can slip by with that 10.5. The nightcap, of course, are the Warriors looking to even it up in Sacramento at the Golden 1 against the Kings. Now Warriors minus 2.5. Moved a little bit here over the last couple of hours. 239.5, the healthy total.
Okay, here's what I think is going to happen now. Obviously, I could be wrong, but I think the Warriors are going to win tonight outright. I don't want any part of that 1.5 or 2.5. I picked them to win on the money line, just win the game. I'm not getting involved in anything else because it was a 3-point game. It should have been I think, overtime game. I thought Curry's shot was going to fall. When they were inbounding at half court, I'm like, I mean, one of these dudes is going to hit a three because that's all they do. So what I really believe is going to happen is I think the Warriors are going to sweep them from this point forward. They're going to win tonight. They're going to win game three. They're going to win game four. And they're going to come back and win game five in Golden State. And then we're going to see who lights that effing beam.
That would not surprise me at all. I think I told you either Thursday or Friday last week, they had that bet Kings to win game one, Warriors to win the series at like plus 220 or something. I'm like, that's the play. I thought
did you see the odds you just put up? They won the game and they're like bottom tier for the West.
Yeah.
No one respects them. I think they're fantastic, but I still, what I watched the other night and I watch them all intently. I mean, that Warriors team's better than that Kings team. And I mean to tell you, I mean, I said this earlier. I'm going to say it one last time. Curry, Thompson, and Poole do whatever the F they want. And they get away with it. They do whatever they want. They score at will, ad nauseum. They cannot be stopped. They're going to win the series.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, so take advantage of every thrilling moment this NBA playoffs with BetMGM signature bets. Whether it's a player, game, or team prop, BetMGM signature bets captures moments in the game you've never been able to bet on before. And best of all, they are completely exclusive to the BetMGM app. With markets like Splash Brothers, two teammates to hit 4 3-pointers in a game, the Rick Barry, a player to not miss a free throw in a game, or Brick City, a player to miss 5 straight field goals. You got a variety of unique and exotic bets for the entire NBA playoffs. Here's what you do. Get the BetMGM app in the App Store. You're good to go. Log in. Click right into the NBA playoff matchup of your choice. Click the Signature Bets tab on the top bar to check out all the exclusive bets that you can make. Each NBA playoff game has their own set of unique markets, so check out the variety across every first-round playoff matchup. I mean, they got it all going at BetMGM. I mean, exotic, unique bets. I mean, it is ridiculous. I'm surprised I can even shower every day. I'm so busy betting, I forget to shower. Like, I almost forgot to shower for the show today. And I played ball this morning, and I got on that BetMGM app for an hour and a half. And then the next thing you know, I was taping shows. I was doing picks. And then my wife's like, you reek, bro. I'm like, oh, I forgot to take a shower. She goes, get off of that BetMGM app and get in the shower, fool. Coach Young joins us now. I have to ask you, so you think Chop blew you off? I mean, she would never blow you off. You text her, she blew you off?
I texted her after our games last night, said, you know, got to put in that work. No response. So I was like, yo. And she gave me a my bad. So me culpa and Chop's sake. Chop had her first tournament this weekend. She hitting them threes. Get busy, Chop.
She hit 9 threes and then in 2 games. But they played 4 games. So Saturday they won both games. Sunday they lost both games, and they played great teams. And then we got home from Strong Island real late, so that was probably it. She probably passed out. I don't even know. Once I got home, I was like, I am done with Long Island. I am done with AAU for today. I am done with kids. I am done. I don't even, my wife, she said, I said, what's it? Get away from me. Just get away after the traffic from Long Island home. Get away from me and do not talk to me, any of you. Go in a hot tub, drown yourself. I don't even care. Anyway, Coach, I have to ask you about Durant, because you know how I get caught up in the cream puff reaper. My man had 27, 11, and 9. He was dishing, finding the open man, playing great, knocking down every shot, wing, elbow, that little wing, elbow floater he's got, that little step back. It's like a layup to him. It's the best shot ever. But they lost because Kawhi's a badass, because Westbrook dominated the boards, blocking shots, getting offensive rebound. I don't care what he shot. He played his ass off. And once again, I go back to, he would have never won without Curry. All those NBA rings and MVPs in the finals without Curry. Curry does whatever he wants in these playoff games. He scores at will on everyone. Durant scores at will, but he loses.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. But to me, one of the big factors that people are talking about, as we talked about it on this show because we know ball, is the Suns with the trade are top heavy. If you look at what happened yesterday, look at the guys off the bench. Wainwright, minus 12. OKG, minus 10. Biombo, minus 11. Boy, they just foul him because he can't make a free throw worth the you know what. Larry Shammond, a minus 14. But then you go to the Clippers bench. Plumlee, plus 16. Bones Highland, plus 13. Trey Mann, plus 13. Powell, plus 11. You know how the Clippers won that game? With their depth. Now, and the claw, don't get me wrong. Kawhi Leonard was fantastic. But the problem with the Phoenix is they don't have the depth because they traded all of their depth when they traded Cam Johnson and they traded Mikal Bridges in the trade.
You're right.
They need their top four. Listen to this, folks. Their top four still got 27, 18, 26, 7, and you got 22 from Torrey Craig. They got a grand total of 10 points from the bench. That means they're like 100 points, and they still lost. So they have to get better production out of their bench if they're going to really be a championship contender, or these guys like Durant, who played, ready for this, folks, 45 minutes, and Booker played 43 minutes. These guys are going to play so many minutes, Pharrell, they may not make it to the finals because they have no depth behind them.
I have to ask you this question. Do you really believe that guys that play those kind of minutes, like even Kawhi played 43 minutes, I think, something like that, or more. I don't know. Was it 48 for him? It was 43, 44, something like that. Anyway, do you really believe, because I've never, and I played my whole life, I've never met anybody that wants to come out of the game, ever. I mean, I've never met one guy that ever wants to come out of a game. And I've never met one guy that'll admit he's tired, even though guys need to sit down and get a few minutes to refocus, regather, get their juice back, hydrate, you know, drink something, chill. But these guys, do they really have to come out? Is it really taking that much of a toll on them to stay in and play those kind of minutes? Because I don't know if I believe that it does. These guys can go. They get paid all that money. They can go.
Well, it all depends, Phil, because the schedule is so wacky with the NBA, okay? Because, for instance, the Knicks went Saturday, they go Tuesday. Well, Phoenix went Sunday, now they go Tuesday. So it's one less day that they get the rest. Now, I got to understand 44, 45, 46 minutes, you got to do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, Pharrell, you got to admit, you're not going to win a championship with just four guys giving you 100 points at 40-plus minutes a night. They're not going to make it, Pharrell. Let's be honest. Even those great Golden State teams, what did they have behind those stars? They had depth. And they had depth for all that. Maybe they weren't going to extend the lead, but they weren't going to lose the lead when they were in the game. That's the issue. You need these bench guys for Phoenix to at least just play a zero. Just play a zero. Play even with their bench. And then you can win it with your starters.
All right, so let's get your Scooby snacks brought to you by BetMGM. It's the lion's share. What do you like tonight?
First play, I'm going to go with the Sixers minus 10.5. Why? I just think the Sixers, Pharrell, are way, way better than Brooklyn. Now they're 2-6 against the spread their last 8 games versus a team with a winning straight-up record. Philadelphia 6-2 against the spread their last 8 conference quarterfinal games. 25-12 against the spread the last 37 games at home. Give me the Philadelphia 76ers minus 10.5. Next, I'm going to go over with the Warriors on the money line.
Yeah, boy.
I feel like they got it. Pharrell, this could be the end of an era if they go down 2-0, because I don't know if they come back 4 out of 5 and going to have to win a couple of games on the road possibly. But they get tonight. Warriors are 32-15 against spread the last 47 conference quarterfinal games. Kings are 1-4 against the spread, I should say 2-4 against the spread the last 6 home games. Warriors find a way to get it done. You will get some regression, a little bit out of De'Aaron Fox, but a big regression out of Malik Monk. Here, my low-hanging fruit. Ready?
No.
George's Niang over 5.5 points? That's it? Averaging 8.2 during the season, 8 points in game one, going over 5.5 in 50 out of 79 games, hitting 4 of the last 6 versus the Nets. And here's the key. If I expect a blowout, bench guys get more run. George's Niang, he may get him with 2 threes in the first half, over 5.5 points.
All right, I got to ask you this, because I'm totally with you on the Dubs tonight. And I said earlier that I think they will. I thought Curry's shot was going to fall. I thought he did whatever he wanted in the game. I thought Thompson and Poole did whatever they wanted in the game, scored at will ad nauseum. I think they're going to win tonight. And I said to Carver High, I think they're going to win out 2, 3, 4, 5. And I said, if they don't win 5, they'll win 6, and then they'll win 7. They'll win 6 at home to even it at 3s and win 7 one way or the other. They're winning 2 games in that building. It starts tonight. And then they're going to go home and they're going to beat them both times.
And I agree. Now, here's the thing. Even if Sacramento went up 3-2, let's say they went 3-2, you think they're going to win at the Bay and get it to 3-3? And then in a game 7, I don't care where it is. It could be in Mars. It could be in Siberia. It could be at Rikers Island. You're going to take the Warriors in a game 7? You're going to go against them and take the Kings? Or you must be out of your damn mind. Warriors will finish this thing off. I would not be shocked if it is a gentleman's sweep. Because if they get tonight, when they do, they're going to blow them out one of the 2 games at the Bay. One of those 2, they're going to blow them out. And if they're up 3-1, all of a sudden, it gets a little bit tight for a team like Sacramento, who hasn't been in this spot before.
When you watched that game Saturday night, didn't you think they were going to win it?
Yes. And I will say this really quickly. The play design was great, but on that Andrew Wiggins 3, if Gary Payton the second gets to the other block on that drive, Wiggins has a clear path for a dunk. Bad play design, or spacing, I should say. I think the Dubs get it done tonight.
I thought it was a great game. I hit Sacramento to win. I had them, I think, minus -105 or something like that. I thought the whole time I was going to lose that bet because I thought they couldn't stop Curry, Thompson, and Poole. And I thought Green played great. What I saw in Saturday's game was enough for me to know that they can beat them. And they're going to beat them. And it's coming. And it's going to be crazy. All right, Coach. Enjoy the games tonight, brother. Love you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, I always love hooking up with our boy Famous Seamus McGee at BetMGM. Let's start with this, Famous. Your plans for next weekend and next Monday are roughly about that window. Let's say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Give everybody your schedule, what you're doing. This is fantastic.
So I'll be at MSG Friday night for Knicks Cavs game 3. Sunday, I'm going back to MSG for Rangers Devils game 3. And then Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'll be back in the Garden for game 4 of Knicks Cavs. And if you know, some wagering goes right for me, I'll be back at the Garden game 4 Monday for Rangers Devils.
Okay, so the Saturday is the Ranger Devil game at MSG, right? So what is it? It's Friday Knicks, Saturday Rangers, Sunday Knicks, Monday Rangers Devils again. 4 days in a row at the world's most famous. Now that is a vacation. I thought going to the tropics, I was down in the Caribbean. I thought I had it going on until I just heard of that vacation. So your vacation consists of hanging out at 33rd and 7th in Midtown Manhattan at the world's most famous, chilling the most, having facial recognition from James Dolan, walking in the arena, and you're going to go to those 4 games in a row? I mean, that is better than sex.
I'm going to need some results to go with them too, Scott. So not out of the woods yet.
All right, so let's talk about a lot of road dogs took game one in their series in the NBA playoffs this weekend. How did that affect the hizzy?
So, yeah, it was a great weekend of gambling. We only had 2 bad results from the game ones in the NBA with the Sixers smoking the Nets, and then the Knicks upsetting the Cavs was bad for the house. A lot of Knicks backers out there. But other than that, I mean, the Kings game was great for the book. The Heat was a sensational result. Lakers and Clippers also good for us. Other two, the Celtics and Nuggets, we kind of broke even around there. You know, the favorites came in. Some of the stars played well, but we managed to come out of that looking okay. But other than that, I mean, it was a really great weekend of the NBA.
So what was the top two of all those? Because you rattled off like 4 of them that were great for you. So I'm guessing the Kings and the Lakers?
Heat and the Clippers, actually.
Really?
The Bucks were in every single parlay over the weekend. I mean, Giannis going out was big. And, you know, Arizona, we got a lot of good customers down there, and they love backing the Suns. And nobody's given the Clippers really much of a shot. You saw what the series price was going into that game. So game one, it was no different, just one-way traffic on the Suns in that one.
Did you guys do anything with props on Giannis when he got injured? I saw a lot of houses let it slide.
So we didn't refund any Giannis bets. He played almost the entirety of the first quarter. We try to do what we can in some of these instances, but he got 11 minutes of action in the game, so we let those bets stand.
How has the betting on the series gone since those games, Saturday and Sunday? Are bettors jumping on the dogs all of a sudden?
So as far as the series goes, I mean, the Heat people, we've seen some Heat bets come in with the Giannis news. And then the Lakers, for one, is that series flipped. And we have a lot of bettors in Tennessee who love their Grizzlies, so they keep jumping on them, even now that they're, I think, plus 200 with us now. But we're also seeing a bunch of Lakers money come in. And then other series, you know, the big favorites, the Celtics and the Sixers, it's still just the one-way action there. A lot of Knicks money coming in. But yeah, pretty much the Lakers and the Heat series, those are the two main ones I noticed today.
So tell me what it's like for like people in Miami and Los Angeles. Now, I lived in LA. I know what it's like. I told you I used to jump over on the plane from John Wayne to Vegas in, you know, 30 minutes, and I'd fly over and make all my bets and get a buzz on and fly back. And that would be that. What do people do in Florida and California? Is it what I'm saying? Do people drive over the border? Do they fly over? What are they doing because they can't bet in Florida or in California?
California, you know, they're probably doing your trip. They're going to Vegas. It's the quickest one. If they live in Northern California, it's a hell of a drive up to Oregon, but that's the closest place. In Florida, I mean, depending where you live, maybe you go to Mississippi. I don't know if you want to have a weekend in Nashville, you can go do that. But yeah, right now that's the only two, the only option they have right now is to
do the Cali people go to Tahoe, don't they? Don't they just go from San Francisco to Tahoe and they can make their bets?
They could, yeah, that's right. Colorado is right there. They could also do that.
Right. So, you know, up there in Reno, you can bet on anything. So, I mean, Tahoe and Reno, I think that's when I lived in San Francisco, that's what I did. I took a flight from Oakland to Tahoe. And then I'd do all my bets, go skiing, get my swerve on, and then I would fly back to the Bay Area and get it in. I mean, it's incredible what they have to go through to place bets. They got to get Florida and California going. I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Who are the biggest liabilities for you guys in the NBA playoffs now?
So as far as the futures book go, I mean, we come on here every week and say the Lakers, but after the Lakers – the Warriors aren't good. The Nuggets aren't good. And the Kings are a big one. I mean, the Kings were big on like every single, the division, the conference, the finals book. Kings are no good. As far as series betting go, I mean, everybody is on Boston. Everybody's on Philly. If we could get Miami across the finish line, that'd be good. Even at the sake of the Bucks are a great finals result for us. So It's a little interesting how it plays out where, you know, the Lakers are this big liability for us on the futures book, but we've taken so much money on Memphis to win the series where that's something that may help us out there. Maybe if we can get them to lose in the Western Finals, that could be good depending on who their matchup would be in the second round. So yeah, it can get a little weird at sometimes. Like we need Golden State to win this Sacramento series for the series betting at least.
Well, don't you think they will? I mean, seriously, as a fan and as a bettor, don't you think they will?
Probably. But I do love this Kings team a lot. They got the home court. Warriors haven't been good on the road. But, you know, with this team, they're a different animal in the playoffs. They probably, you could argue, should have won that game one.
They should have.
So, yeah.
I think they can win tonight. And, I mean, I have no doubt that they can win tonight. Now, they might lose. Fair enough. If they lose tonight, they're going to go home and win two at the Chase, as sure as I'm sitting here. I do not believe in that team as much as everybody else does. I'm not buying some team that had a great season that has never done anything in the playoffs ever. Like, that's like betting on the Toronto Maple Leafs. They never do it. That's just all there is to it. It's like betting on the Clippers in the playoffs. Now, I bet on the Clippers yesterday, and I'm betting on the Clippers against the Suns because I don't buy the Suns. I don't buy the Kings. Now, I like the Kings. Don't get me wrong. I bet on them Saturday night to win outright on the money line, and they did. But I don't buy them tonight. So with all the injuries that have happened, Giannis, Hero breaking his hand, Ja Morant, the wrist and hand, he's got both. How has that shifted the odds? What are the odds now with those injuries?
So we'll start off with Ja. Lakers are now a pretty big favorite. They're up to like minus 275, I want to say, on the series line. We just moved that game to a pick. It could still be moving as I'm sitting here right now with all the uncertainty starting to come in. As soon as I like started to come get set up for this, that line was starting to jump all over the place with all the news coming out about Ja. So that's you're starting to see it there. The Giannis one's a little more uncertain. Obviously, there's been a big shift. There's been a big move towards the Heat because they took game one and Giannis is out. But you still have the Bucks favored there. But yeah, it's that one is going to be interesting to see if Giannis is going to come back. How many games does he play in this series? Will he come back for game two, et cetera? So it's obviously far more impactful than the Hero injury. So it's definitely got the better's attention.
What about player props? What went down in that department?
So we touched on Giannis before. We let those bets stand. It came out good for us. KD had a big game. That wasn't great for us. Let's see. Jaws totals were good. Kawhi was bad. And then Jaren Jackson was actually a pretty good result for him for us on his props. But you definitely start to see a lot more money come in on these stars come playoff time. A lot more
bettors. What about Butler?
Butler, we did okay on. Small win. Nothing really noticeable there I picked out. But you are starting to see more people bet on these come playoff time. Maybe if they didn't before, in the regular season. Now it's the playoffs. All this attention is coming down, whether it's on social media or on ESPN. But we're definitely seeing more action on them come this weekend.
So what about tonight? What are the bettors doing tonight, Famous?
So for games two, yeah, we're going to need the Nets. Everybody's getting all over the Sixers after, I think, 21 threes in game one. They look magnificent. And then people are getting on the Warriors tonight. People are behind you. They really think they bounce back. So we're probably going to need the Kings in this game, too.
Who are your biggest liabilities as we spit shine our shoes and go dancing with Lord Stanley? The Stanley Cup playoffs start tonight with four big games.
Yeah, so Boston and the Rangers are definitely the two biggest ones. People have just been piling on the Bruins all year as they had this historic season. So we're probably going to need someone to knock out the Bruins. And the Rangers have practically built an NHL-style super team at the trade deadline. So they obviously, they're a popular team all over the country. If you bet hockey, there's a lot of Rangers fans. They're a big liability for the Cup. And the Oilers just became a liability for us. They're a small loser for us on the book right now. So if we get anyone besides those three, we're going to be sitting pretty good. Vegas is a win, but a small one at that.
I think that Edmonton team is just dangerous as all hell.
I agree. I mean, I kind of viewed them as like the Angels of the NHL with Draisaitl and McDavid. But this year, they actually look to me like they could be the real deal and actually go. I think they're my pick to win the West.
Who are people betting tonight? You got that Islander game, the Bruin game, the Dallas Stars game, and the Oilers-Kings is the game of the night, late night. I'm going to watch that.
Name a favorite. That's who everyone's on tonight. It's a lot. We're going to need an upset to kill a lot of parlays. I'll say that much. It's just a lot of money coming in on the favorites tonight.
There's got to be an upset tonight, and it might be the Islanders with that Sorokin. The guy's a freak.
There always is. This is the NHL playoffs. It's my favorite tournament in pro sports. So the parity is up there. So it could easily be the Islanders.
What did that Rays streak do to you guys?
People kind of caught on when they won like the first seven or eight games in a row. So the tail end of the win streak was pretty bad for us. People just kept piling on. And they hit home runs like every single game. So people were back in the home run props. So the Rays games weren't pretty for us towards the end of that streak.
All right, Famous. Listen, have a fantastic vacation. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Going off at the world's most famous. Have a few freshies for me. I hope your Knicks and Rangers win for you. Thanks for coming on Coast to Coast. I'll see you soon, buddy. Have a great vacay.
Thanks, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know what time it is. It's time for Today in Carver High History.
We go way back to start today. How about 1947? Ooh. Jackie Robinson collects his first major league hit with a bunt single. 68 Expos pitcher Bill Stoneman throws a no-hitter against the Phillies. 1976, the greatest comeback in National League history. The Phillies come back from down 12-1 to beat the Cubbies 18-16 in 10 innings. With Mike Schmidt, Schmidt hitting four consecutive homers. Here's the last one.
Here's the pitch to Schmidt, drilled toward left field. It's in the alley and it is gone. That's a home run for Schmidt. He has hit four straight. He drilled it. It was not his hardest hit of the day, but he's got his fourth consecutive home run. And the Phillies have taken the lead 17-15.
That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
That is why he's in the Hall of Fame right there, that's for sure. Another Hall of Famer, 1981, Denny Potvin of the Islanders ties an NHL record. Three power play goals in a playoff game against the Oilers. 83, Nolan Ryan strikes out his 3,500th batter. Also in 83, the Islanders tie an NHL record with three shorties in the playoffs against the Rangers. 84, Pasquale Perez, suspended due to cocaine usage. That's frowned upon. 87, Julius Erving, third NBA player to score 30,000 career points. 97, Martin Brodeur becomes the second NHL goalie ever to score in a playoff game. 99, Tim Couch went number one overall to the Cleveland Browns. That didn't go very well. And in 2021, Patrick Marleau tied Gordie Howe's NHL record for most regular season games played at 1767. Tim Couch. Ugh.
So those rivalry games like the Rangers Islanders, they don't get any better than that. And now we're going to see the Rangers and Devils, and it is just going to be sickening starting tomorrow night. I mean, that is just an absolute bloodbath. It's going to be a war. It's going to be great hockey.
Love it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.